Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Tommy G. I am the Hike House Guru this summer. For this evening, what you will need for Vespers is one of these blue books that say Gather. If you didn't pick one up, they are available at the door by the burning candle. And our opening hymn this evening will be in the blue book. It'll be page 54, Psalm 51.
Have mercy on me, O God. In the greatness of your love, cleanse me from my sin. Wash me. Stay close to me, O God. In your presence, keep me safe. Fill me with your Spirit. Renew me. Your salvation is joy to me. In your wisdom, show the way. Lead me back to you. Teach me.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of justice and peace, you promised to give us life-giving waters, and your love for us continues without end despite all our deserving of the opposite. Gush up in our hearts, Lord. Make us clean and new. Give us this water of life. Wash us through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The text for our meditation this evening is Psalm 146. I read it in the translation that is in the Evangelical Lutheran Worship Hymnal. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in rulers, in mortals in whom there is no hope. When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and on that day their thoughts perish. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps promises forever, who gives justice to those who are oppressed and food to those who hunger. The Lord sets the captive free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind and lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord cares for the stranger. The Lord sustains the orphan and the widow, but frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord shall reign forever, your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. The addressee of this psalm is Zion. The psalmist speaks in the first person. The psalmist is the I of the text. The psalmist enjoins the hearers to praise the Lord. Why? Because the Lord will reign forever, is the direct answer. The Lord will reign forever. The speaker has a more limited time frame. While I live is the psalmist's time frame, which is a bit less than forever. The Lord will reign to all generations. The psalmist will exist for only one generation. Our time frame is no less limited. A song from several decades ago underscores the point. Neil Diamond's song, Done Too Soon. It goes like this. It goes a lot faster than I'm able to pull it off, but something like this. Jesus Christ, Fanny Price, Wolfie Mozart, Humphrey Bogart, Genghis Khan, and on to H.G. Wells. He takes a breath. Ho Chi Minh, Gunga Din, Henry Luce, and John Wilkes Booth, and Alexander Graham Bell and King. And more names. Each one there has one thing shared. They have sweat beneath the same sun, looked up in wonder at the same moon, and wept when it was done for being done too soon. Or more simply stated, as a character in a John Updike novel says, how quickly we become history while wanting always to be news. As long as I live is contrasted with the Lord's reigning forever. This does not lead the psalmist to condemn humanity. It does not lead to a meditation on the shortness of our lives caused maybe by sin or by shortcomings in contrast to God. Other psalms do that. Psalm 90 does that. We address that situation in our opening hymn, pulling from Psalm 51. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore me to the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your free spirit. That's the answer to shortness of life that talks about iniquity and sin and shortcomings. That's not the topic of the shortness that this psalm is speaking about. Shortness is an important observation. The shortness of everyone's life for this psalmist means not trusting or placing trust in rulers. Now, there's a warning for Democrats and Republicans in a year of elections. Nancy Pelosi and Karl Rove cannot deliver. And it's not just the big shots. It's the case for every human being that the human spirit, the breath that the psalm speaks of, the ruach in Hebrew, returns to the dirt, to the adama. In the day of our death, our plans, our thoughts, as the psalmist asserts, perish. Or as George Strait puts it in a country song, I ain't ever seen a hearse with a luggage rack. The psalmist does not denigrate human beings and their work. No, the point is that human beings should not place their hope in human beings. Human beings cannot deliver. That simply isn't in our constitution, our makeup. We aren't made for that stuff. We cannot be God for each other. We simply aren't durable enough. Or as Nine Inch Nails and Johnny Cash assert in the song, hurt, everyone I know goes away in the end. The psalmist does offer an alternative. Happy are those who have the God of Jacob for their help, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the seas and all that is in them, who keeps his promises forever. And later in the psalm, loves the righteous and frustrates the way of the wicked. Humans cannot deliver. God can and God does. God is our help. Humans are not as enduring, that are not an enduring source of help. God is our hope. God is capable of delivering. After all, as the psalm asserts, God made the heaven and the earth and the sea and all that's in them, durable and strong, yes. But there is more. God endures not just in power, but in relationships. God keeps promises forever, the psalm asserts. So once again, in the words of the psalmist, happy or blessed are those who have the God of Jacob for their help. The Lord loves the righteous, frustrates the way of the wicked. Now that sounds like a pretty good deal, doesn't it? Well, yes, if you're among the righteous and not among the wicked. So which are we? Is there a latent threat here in this psalm? Do we assume too quickly that we're among the vindicated and delivered righteous? Perhaps, but the psalmist doesn't pursue that here. Rather, the psalmist calls for singing praises. Praise the Lord is the opening and closing injunction in the psalm. The psalmist's original listeners, and now you and me, are encouraged to praise the Lord. They weren't, and we aren't chided for wickedness. Condemnation is not the work of this particular psalm. Praise the Lord. The Lord is our help. Praise the Lord loves us. But there's a slippery slope in that. Keep it up too long, turn it into a mantra, and we become what the lead singer Bono and the U2 group says, we become a bless me club. The Lord is my help. The Lord delivers me. The Lord loves me. Me, me, us, 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 us. Okay, the psalm doesn't deliver bless me clubs, or doesn't condemn bless me clubs, but watch how the psalm shifts the focus. Note to whom God's help and deliverance is directed in this psalm. God's activity is directed toward, and here's the list, the oppressed, the hungry, the prisoner, the blind, the bowed down, the sojourner, stranger, the orphan, and the widow. What does this hoped-in Lord do? What does it look like when God delivers? How is God's love and help embodied? God's activity in this psalm consists of doing justice for the oppressed, giving food to the hungry, freeing the prisoner, opening the eyes of the blind, lifting up those bowed down, guarding aliens and orphans and widows. And tucked in the middle of that long list is love to the righteous. And what does frustrating the wicked look like? It looks like delivering justice to the oppressed, giving food to the hungry, freeing the prisoner, opening the eyes of the blind, lifting up those bowed down, guarding aliens, orphans, and widows. That frustrates the plans of the wicked. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is able to deliver and help more than just us. The oppressed, the hungry, the prisoners, the blind, those bowed down, the immigrants, orphans, and widows may already have formed the choir. Join them in praising the Lord. Praise God for what God has done for others. Amen.
Each petition will end, Lord, in your mercy. The congregational response is, hear our prayer. The Lord be with you. Creator God, we thank you for all that you have made. All that you have made durable and strong. The wind, the trees, quirky little villages tucked in the mountains, and all of the people. We ask that you hold them in your care. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sick, the poor, the hungry and the downtrodden, the oppressed, and all those who are in need, especially those whom we name aloud or silently in our hearts. And we pray further for all of those whom have no one to pray for them. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the sojourners, for the weary ones, the ones who are stressed and at the end of their struggles and of their ropes, that desperately need peace. Send us comfort, for now it is evening. Watch over us from your stars, whisper comfort through the trees, and bring us rest this night. Lord, in your mercy. And now let us pray the words that Jesus has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The final hymn this evening is on page 124, Psalm 146. Go in peace and serve the Lord.